And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in a move that's going to revolutionize air travel as we know it, the Greater Toronto Airports Authority is on the hunt for a new director. But forget about the trivial qualifications like, I don't know, actually knowing how to run an airport? Not at the Greater Toronto Airport Authority. No, they're looking for someone with a, quote, deep and abiding commitment to advancing reconciliation, equity, diversity, inclusion, and accessibility in all forms. But wait, there's more. This paragon of progressivism must also, quote, believe intrinsically in the importance of leading with curiosity and welcoming ideas that can later be synthesized and turned into possibilities. I have no idea what I just said. It's just word salad for progressive ridiculousness. And in other news, the Democratic National Convention is in full swing and CNN has cracked the code on the Democrats' grand strategy to win over the ever-elusive girly man. Apparently, the party is putting forward male figures who can speak to men who might not be the, quote, testosterone-laden, gun-toting type of guy who wants to listen to Hulk Hogan. What's wrong with Hulk Hogan, brother? But hey, have no fear if you're a manly man in America. The DNC has not forgotten about you either. They've got Tim Walz, who's so rugged that he wears camo hats and probably eats raw eggs for breakfast. Okay, so in a twist that's shocking absolutely no one, a Swiss court has ruled that parents must hand over documents enabling their teenage daughter's legal sex change. The parents who have been separated for their daughter for over a year because they objected to her receiving puberty blockers are understandably upset and distraught. But hey, don't worry. Court knows best, doesn't it? And in a bit of irony, 10 people were added to Chicago's homicide list recently outside the Democratic National Convention. Now, before you start thinking Chicago's crime rate has reached new heights, no. These weren't your run-of-the-mill homicides. These were state-sanctioned Democratic National Convention-approved terminations, courtesy of Planned Parenthood. That's right, folks. While politicians inside were busy talking about reproductive rights and reproductive freedom, an oxymoron in itself, 10 helpless lives were being snuffed out just outside. But hey, at least they're consistent in their messaging, huh? Finally, in a story that sounds like it was ripped straight from the pages of a dystopian novel, 7 Christian pro-life activists, including an 89-year-old survivor of a communist prison camp, are now facing over a decade in prison. Their crime? Peacefully demonstrating outside of an abortion clinic. That nothing screams land of the free more than threatening grandma with jail time for exercising her First Amendment rights. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.